man who's got it made. Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah. They don't want them a good man.
Morning.
Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
I guess it's good afternoon. Yeah, it's my fault.
It is a.
I'm doing good. I'm rainy. It's a rainy Sunday afternoon. I'm
It is afternoon, 12:13 p.m. in Ontario here. It's sunny here, which is nice. How are you
Yeah.
feeling about Sunday? Do you like Sunday?
I do like Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't like Sunday evening. I've told you this before. I call it the Sunday night blues. Around 6 o'clock
Right.
every Sunday, I get upset, but I like Sundays. We usually have a little bit of a bigger breakfast, and we record Saturday Night Live, and we watch that and have a coffee, and it's fine. It's good.
Nice. Yeah. Sundays have a nice vibe for sure. I like the
Yeah,
feeling of Sundays.
nice and peaceful. And
Yeah.
Saturdays we tend to have more things going on, like it's Saturday, so we might run some errands or go to our kids
Yeah.
or do some shit. But yeah,
It's
Sundays
kind
are
of an
a little
errand day,
easier.
isn't it? It's funny
Yeah.
how, like, I guess in over time in history, like just with working and whatever else, that there are certain like specific like vibes around certain days, eh?
Absolutely. Monday's definitely got a bad vibe.
Mondays, people hate Mondays.
And it's funny, I think it's such a drastic thing because Monday's the worst day and it follows the best day, you know? Like
Yeah.
it's very dramatic
But
change.
yeah, well, the best day for you, maybe, or I don't know. I mean, I
Yeah.
think a lot of people love Fridays too, of course. Like Fridays have a real nice vibe.
Well, TGIF, yeah, and I think people, even when they're working on Friday, it's Friday, right? So they know it's a
Yeah.
But I'm not a guy that goes out, so we're not gonna go out on a Friday night and go party or anything, it's just a nice
Right,
thing. But Shonda
right.
likes Fridays because she can sleep in and
But then the flip side of that is like lots of people work 7 days a week or 5 days a week, but sometimes they work weekends. So it's just a weird, yeah.
yeah, listen, I have to be sensitive when I'm out doing product knowledge or talking to salespeople on retail floors because weekends mean nothing to them. Most retail
No,
works
no.
work weekends, right? So
Other than maybe it's busier or something, even if anything, some people, I used to look forward to Sundays when I had the feed mill because Sundays, well, even when we started, Sunday shopping wasn't even a thing. So it kind of came into effect while we had the business. And so at first we tried it. First few weeks, I remember like nobody came in. It was so weird. But then eventually it became like the best day of the week. Like we were only open 4 hours, but it was like the most intense 4 hours of the week. And it was kind of fun. Like it was just like it had a nice vibe because people were pretty easy going, but it was like intense and it went really fast.
right,
So,
but they
yeah.
might be in a good mood because it's Sunday, and
Absolutely.
but you're right.
Absolutely.
It's funny you say, making me think about that now, how the vibe of Sunday has changed so much since we were kids. Because Sunday, I used to go to like my grandparents and my dad's on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
the malls were empty, the parking lots were empty. There was nothing going on. It wasn't busy
Yeah.
except Sunday drivers,
Yeah.
and you went for a Sunday drive. And now it's Sunday's just another day of the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything's
I mean, yeah, and
open.
for a lot of people it has religious context and different, but it was often it was family day. Like it was like a family day, and I still have that. Like Tracy's parents are coming over today, for example, which we often do on Sundays. Mother's Day is usually on Sunday, Father's Day is on Sunday, and so it has a kind of a nice family vibe to it, of course. And but again, like not, saying that, like not everybody has family. So we have these associations, and I think it's kind of it's a good lead in because we're talking about certain days, and we talk about like you feeling Sunday nights, so you get the Sunday night blues because you're thinking about the future. You're thinking about Monday, right? So we're talking. What's our topic? I'll just walk right into it. It's
Our topic is past, present, and future.
yeah. We had as we do, we kind of talk about things through the week. We hadn't talked a lot this week, but we had our 1 year anniversary last week, and so I was reflecting on like what we've done with the podcast in the last year, what successes we've had, what what maybe failures or just a general feeling of like how it's going. And yeah, just kind of, I guess, reflecting on the past, talking about it today in the present, and maybe thinking about what the future looks like. So that's kind of how it came about in my head.
I don't think that's the easiest thing to define, but have you got definitions for past, present, future?
And that actually they're concise, they're simple, but they're kind of reflective, you know. Like, I'll start with past. Past is gone by in time and no longer existing.
It's true.
Yeah.
It really
Yeah.
doesn't
We've
exist.
touched on, dwelling on the past, reflecting on the past. What did you say it a lot? You're one of your favorite quotes is you never know. You never have a chance at a different past. What is
I
it?
always say you have no chance at a better past.
At a better past. Yeah. So, past is a thing that, it can bring us joy, but also pain and sorrow for
And
sure.
it really
But
does not exist except in our minds.
totally. Yeah.
It's
And
just a memory.
yeah. And our version of our past is different from other people's version of our past. And then, yeah,
And your
it's
past
all
dies with you because no,
totally.
it's your memory,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah, we had an interesting conversation this week at dinner. We have very interesting conversations at dinner in my house, which is great. We were reflecting on like planets and the galaxies and like do they really exist or are they just in our consciousness? Like, are there a billion planets or are they just like without consciousness, human consciousness, do these things really exist?
I mean, it's
We're
the
not going to
old,
get to like
if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it,
it's the classic, yeah,
it'll
right?
fall, you know.
So I don't know. And so past, that's the definition of past. Present is, well, it's got two in a particular place, which seemed a little, and then the example is a doctor must be present at the ringside,
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
and then existing or occurring now.
Right.
That makes more sense, right?
Present doesn't last very long, though.
Well, it doesn't
Here's the
last very
present,
long, but
and
it's
oh, it's
also
gone.
eternal.
It's oh, it's gone. It's oh, it's gone. Oh, it's
But
gone.
then it's here again. Then
It's
it's
here
here
again.
again. Then it's
That's
here
right.
again.
Here again.
Right?
Oh, past. Now it's past. Past, present, future. Future, now it's present. Present's down the path. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. Future is the time or a period of time following the moment of speaking or writing, time regarded as still to come.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But when you think of it, you think of all those terms on a personal level, it is really defined with your life because, like I said, all those things that I think about as the past, if I pass away, they're gone. And
Absolutely.
all the things I've planned for the future, if I pass away today, well, those that future doesn't exist, even no matter I thought about it a million different times, you know.
Yeah, I mean, unless they're documented, right?
Yeah.
Right? Unless you write them down and they're on paper, your past ceases to exist, at least the version in your mind. I started taking this course this week. It's interesting. It's called rhetoric. And it's like the act of persuasive and public speaking. It's like how to speak persuasively and convince people of your ideas. And I listened to the famous Martin Luther King speech, I Have a Dream. I mean, it's such an incredible speech, obviously an incredible moment. And yeah, I mean, we're talking about the past. Obviously, that speech exists and it's there. And and so, yeah, unless you document or write down your stuff, whatever was in your head or all your thoughts are gone. So,
Yeah, well, at least with you and I, we've done 36 episodes of this podcast, so that's 3,700 hours of podcasting.
yeah, you do that.
Yeah,
Because each podcast was 100 hours long.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it is about 36 hours of you and I talking, which seems
Yeah.
funny, but
No.
if something, God forbid, happened to one of us, someone
Yeah.
loved us could go back and watch us for 35 hours and see our faces and see us talking and remember us. And
Well, and it's interesting that you bring that up because, you know, a lot of people have like home videos and stuff. And I mean, nowadays there's, you know, everybody's got a phone, everyone has video. But when we were younger, like unless your family had a camera or not, like we never had a video camera. So
No.
I often, yeah, I mean, I kind of like you want to reminisce and think about those things. And having videos of them is amazing. You know, I was kind of enjoyed like watching that idea of watching home videos of people's families. It was kind of just insightful and kind of fun and interesting. We never did that. And so, yeah, I mean, there's so much more documentation of people's lives these days, good, bad, or indifferent, right?
Oh, even just pictures. How many pictures? The billions of pictures that are taken daily. We used to buy a roll of film, take a few pictures with it. Then you get it developed. You didn't even remember what was on it till you got the pictures back from the photo mat. And then you'd look, oh, that's interesting. And that's the few pictures you had. Those were your snapshots. But it was only once in a while. It was expensive to get film developed. We didn't
I
have.
still do some rolls of film and I have some. I do enjoy it because it is a bit of a surprise. Sometimes I take pictures and it might take a year or two even to finish them, and then when I get them, it's kind of fun.
Oh, you still do that? That's nice.
I do, yeah.
Where? Sorry, but can you? Obviously, you still get film developed somewhere, I guess. Oh, okay.
There's a few places around that still do it for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah. I thought about having my own dark room, but I think that stuff's pretty toxic, so I decided not to.
Well, at this point, I don't think it matters.
Why?
Shit you've done to yourself. I don't think a little bit of fucking
I'm
garbage.
not gonna add to it though.
It might help, who knows?
So we decided we would talk about some favorite episodes and some, you know, and do some kind of like introspective work. Do you want to start us off with a few of your favorite episodes?
Absolutely. I'll do it kind of numerically. I wrote down three that I really enjoyed. The first one was number six, which was addiction. And which seems like an obvious one for me to pick, but it's one of our more popular episodes, and it's kind of what brought us to this podcast in a way. I mean,
Definitely.
it was about the chivalry in that, but you know, when we started this podcast, which I've said many times, I was in a bad spot. You said, "Why don't we do a podcast?" And I was all over it, and I thought it was a good idea. It took us a while to get going, but it did really help me out of a bad headspace. And we did end up focusing a lot of it on addiction in a lot of the episodes, but let's face it, we were a couple ex-addicts who had that in common besides being friends. And a lot of my life in the last 15, 20 years has been shaped by addiction, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it. It just was shaped by addiction. And I've had a lot of people reach out to me on that episode that it's helped them. Even in my group, I've had people, new members, I tell them to listen to that episode and they've come back. It's always been very positive, like how much they enjoy it. And I've listened to it a couple times. I've gone back to it and I really enjoy that episode. I think we did a good job on it. And it was very personal for both of us. We were both very honest and very forthcoming. And it's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I think that was one that we good, bad, or indifferent knew a fair bit about, right? And it was just the honesty of it, that I think, you know, I'm not saying that we don't still do that, but I think that some of the podcasts that we've done, you know, they're not as they're certainly the topics are good, but they're not as personal or not maybe as honest. And so that one, I think, at the core of everything that we've done in the last while was kind of a really just very open. And I think when we talk about what, you know, part of what we're trying to do here is we're not only trying to help ourselves, but we're helping others. So that certainly was one that I think did that for sure.
I think it was very representative of what we want to do on the podcast. Maybe as of late, some of our episodes haven't been as personal and maybe as emotional.
No, I agree.
But you know, we can only bare our soul so many times. I mean, we're not experts in every field, and
No, no
we
question.
also just can't come on here every week and talk about, with addiction and suicide and the stuff I've been through. And like, yeah, and it's personal stuff, but I mean, it's repetitive. I mean, I don't want to think about it every single day. I didn't put down the episode on suicide as one of my favorites, just because it was hard. I found that one very hard to do. I'm glad I did it, and I've had comments on it, but I don't like listening to it a lot. I find it hard to listen to, so I didn't put it down as a favorite. The next one, you want me to still go?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, my next one actually was number 16, which was just called Pets, and I loved it. I miss my girl, Ava, after she died. And even as of late, pets have been so important. I had my two grand dogs, and I just got a new one not long ago, a few weeks ago, and I spent some time with them, and I'm going to be spending some time with my other ones babysitting here pretty soon, dog sitting. And I saw one of my grand doggies last night, and she just, oh my gosh, she was up on my lap, and I held her back, and she had her tongue out. She was so happy. She was made me feel so good. She follows me around, and then it also reminds me how much I want another pet. I don't have a pet right now. I've been bugging my wife a lot that I want one, and she has her reasons, but I'm not giving up on it. I want another pet. My house is empty without them. I've never gone without a pet my whole life. I don't enjoy it. So, we'll see.
Hey, so it's a good opportunity for a question, I think. Like, what do you think, what is it that when you say your house is empty without a pet, why do you think that? Why is that? Why
Well,
does it feel
I
that
spend a
way?
lot of time in the house by myself, and there's nobody here with me, and I'm very like, it's so hard. I come home and she's not in the window waiting for me, and then when I walk through the door, she doesn't greet me. And I still wait for her to greet me. I used to go outside with her, and I just find my life lonely and a little bit empty without my pet, without my girl, without my dog, and I want another one. They light up my life. They make my life happier, and I really, really want one. I know there's some hardships to pets. My wife's not wrong. But I think the hardships, as they say, the juice is
Outweigh it.
squeeze, Yeah, it just is. I think it outweighs it. I think life without animals is just, I'm not going to say not worth living, but empty, empty. I really miss them. I think they call them man's best friend for a reason.
Interesting.
I never thought
So
about
it's
it that way.
companionship more than anything.
Yeah. It's companionship. I mean, my kids have grown up and moved out, and my wife works, and I work from home, or whatever. And I don't know. I miss having her around. So, but I also, and we'll talk about it as we move on with this podcast. Well, I'll talk about it now. Part of the reason she doesn't want to have one is part of what I had written down to talk about today, as far as the future. Like the next, we talked about maybe the next year or the next 10 years. Are we going to be in this house? Are we going to be in a house, period? Are we going to rent a place? And when you rent a place, having an animal can cause issues and problems. Limit your not opportunities, your anyway, limit your,
Possibilities.
yes, possibility, and to be really grim, I mean, my health's not good, and she might even be thinking like, yeah, you get a dog that's going to last for 15 years and you're gone in five, Like, I don't know. I don't know.
No, nobody knows the answer to that. I mean, no
I
one knows the
know,
future holds, right?
but I'm still having some struggles, and yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. So, yeah, good
So I
little
have,
aside there, but talked
yeah,
about the
yeah.
future, talked about our podcast. So what else is on your
I
list?
had
You want me
one. I had
to?
wrote down one more, and more recent one. It was number 25. It was called Division, and I listened to it, and it's very pertinent to what's going on in the world right now. There's a
It
lot of
is for
in the
sure.
world right now, and I mean, we just had an election here in Canada that was unprecedented. normally in the history of all elections in almost every country, if one party is hated, the next party goes in with a landslide.
100%.
The
Yeah, wait,
conservatives
yeah.
thought they had it a
A
lock.
betting man would have said the conservatives are going to win almost for sure.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then because of Trump and his tariffs and people
Yeah.
got scared and Carney,
Yeah.
liberals weren't stupid. I mean, they put Carney in as an interim. He did
Yeah.
a great job. And
Yeah.
all of a sudden you could see things turning and turning and turning. And he went back in. And people were, a lot of people were happy, but a lot of people were shocked.
Yeah.
I was happy. I don't mind giving my political feelings out loud. I was very happy. I didn't
Yeah.
like the other guy. I've always been liberal, and I thought he was our best choice for the current state of things. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think as an overview of politics, I don't consider myself an overly political person, but I think when I look at like conservative values versus liberal values, I mean, I'm not saying that it's not important to have a good economy. It is, but like what sacrifices are made as a conservative government versus a liberal government? I think a liberal government is more inclusive. I think that, a liberal government looks for solutions for all people.
Right.
It's not just about money. And there's always going to be good and bad in every, platform. But yeah, I don't disagree. I think that a lot of the stuff that's going on in the US, it's all about money, this, and there's a huge amount of a real lack of inclusion. People are being,
Hurt.
segregated, and it is divisive to a point of,
It's off.
real unrest. And it's yeah, I don't think Canadians don't want to have that same sort of
No.
philosophy, and that's great because we never have and we never will. And that's not to say that every American has that philosophy. Of course they don't, I'm thinking. But
But
yeah,
even then,
I agree. I think
Donald
the
Trump was
division
making fun of
podcast was very relevant.
it was. And Donald
Yeah.
Trump this week was making fun of a trans person
Yeah.
publicly. I mean,
Yeah.
what is going on in the world when the leader of the world's most powerful country does that? But he's also in
Yeah.
the past made fun of a reporter that had a like a health issue that he was making him shake, and he called John McCain a wuss or a
Yeah.
wimp because
Yeah.
he was good. I mean, John McCain was a hero. Like
Yeah.
Donald Trump is a monster, and I hate when people defend him and say, yeah, but his policies and this. Oh, fuck his policies. Fuck
Yeah.
his policies. He
Yeah.
is hurting.
No.
He's hurting kids. He's hurting people. He's hurting families. He's hurting people. He's hurting cultures. He's hurting good things that have been done. And I'm so tired of people saying, well, yeah, but I know he's done some things, but he's got these policies. Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck right the
Yeah.
fuck right off. I'm so tired
Yeah.
of it.
Yeah. I
Anyway,
love your passion. Yeah.
I
Well, it
am.
could definitely,
I get tired of
definitely
it.
would tie into our ego and narcissism podcast. That's
It
for
would.
sure.
It would.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Yeah.
those were three that I picked out. I really like those three.
I'm shocked. I'm just shocked that you didn't pick. Is it seven? Number seven? No, that's sales. No, where's Mackenzie on this?
Oh, well, I think I thought about Mackenzie, but I've talked about him so much. I think it was number six.
13,
Yeah.
13,
I've talked
acceptance.
about that podcast so much lately. I thought it'd be repetitive to say it again. I've talked about how much I love the one with
Yeah.
Mackenzie and
Yeah.
love
I
being
mean, I love
with
that
Mackenzie.
podcast for sure. I think that one was it was really eye-opening. That was definitely one of my favorites. Definitely one the other one with Patria. I think I love the stuff that we've done. No question about it, but the ones with the guests, I think it just brings a different element.
For sure.
Right?
And I know it's something we both want more of.
Yeah.
It's just it's not easy to get people to come on. Not
Yeah.
necessarily that they're people that are too important to come on. People are nervous to come on. Not everybody can just get on a camera and talk, like,
Yeah.
and then
Yeah.
some of the people we want maybe are a little, a little above our pay grade still. I don't
I guess so. Yeah.
know. But
Yeah. I mean, there are a couple other ones that I really enjoyed. I think the sales one that we did was
yeah.
good. I think that's a strong suit for us. I thought depression was really good.
Yep.
I know it was depressing, but I think it was good.
Really good.
But I think, yeah, I think, look, we try to stay relevant. We try to come up with ideas. I think that a couple of the recent ones, I mean, even just kind of going through things like faith, like talking about clutter, reverence, I think like just even just the concept of them, whether we're experts of them on them or not, like I think that they can, if you listen, they can spark a conversation. And I think that that's the biggest part of what we're doing. And I think it's tricky to come up with topics every week, but and yeah, could it be better? Of course it could be better. You know, we're not lighting the world on fire with these things, right? It's, you know, I think part of me is like, okay, you know, I'm constantly thinking like, okay, what can we do to be better? And it's just, you know, it's just a process of, for me anyway, it's just a process for me to just like keep moving forward and just being better on my own. And then it just metamorphosizes through that, I think.
I
Do you
think
know
you're
what I mean?
absolutely right. I think for this podcast, it's just you can't rush it. It takes time. You can't just, unless you're world famous,
Does.
you can't just start a podcast and say, listen to me.
No.
There's lots of clutter in the podcast world. There's tons of them. But
Yeah.
I know there's been a lot of success from just getting out there and getting the content made. And I think you'll see us in the next year, 2 years as we move forward. I think you will see improvements. We have made improvements. I know if I listen to the early one till later, we've done a lot better.
Yeah.
I think just
Yeah.
quality-wise,
Yeah.
I've asked some experts about it. You know, they, you know, just simple things like speaking clearer and being, and even us trying to shorten it up a little bit, trying to be a little more concise, trying to keep it a little shorter so people don't lose attention. But like you said, we have to do that all with and still sticking to our message. You know, I wrote down as one of my goals, I've been thinking about a lot lately of starting a second podcast because I would like to talk about some funny stuff, some funny stories in my life and some
Okay.
lighter stuff, but it
Yeah.
doesn't fit into this podcast. And
I
that's
see.
something I can do with you. I'd love to,
Yeah.
but if you don't want to, I can do it on my own. I can just sit here in front of a camera and talk for 15 minutes and just tell some stories about my life, you know?
For sure.
That's something I'd like to do as a different project, you know, just something a little bit lighter.
That sounds great.
We try to we know we throw in a little bit of humor in this podcast for sure, but
Yeah.
it's not
Yeah.
the humorous guys. It's not, you know, it's not what we're here to do.
No. And there's always different ways to approach it. And I think, you know, when I was thinking about it, yeah, I think we've done some things right. But yeah, there's always like to me, it's just constantly metamorphosizing, just as we are as human beings. You know, you talked briefly about the future. You talked about the possibility of maybe selling your house, maybe changing environments, and I think it's inevitable. And I think, you know, we've talked about it too on the podcast. We've talked about, I know that you've said it, I probably have too, but I know that I've heard you say it a number of times, and it's the definition of insanity. And you've used it, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And I think you can't, and I think that this was part of, I think I was thinking about it, just thinking about the podcast and thinking about the way it's grown. Like we settled on a theme song and we got there, but I don't know, for me, sometimes I think, yeah, is that theme song right? Could it change? Could we change the name of our podcast? Could we do some, you know? And it's always like, and I think sometimes even just discussing that, even with you, even, you know, we're close, we're friends, but there's always room for, oh, is that going to be handled wrong? Is he going to receive that wrong? Because change is difficult. It
It
is.
is. I
We like comfort. We like.
brought it up to you a few weeks ago. I thought maybe the name was wrong. I
Yeah.
thought maybe we should change the name.
Yeah.
And
You had somebody say, oh, it's kind of hard to spell, or it's hard to say.
yeah,
And
it doesn't, you know, and we're not sure.
100%.
We've got
So,
35 episodes with that name, and it's like, shit, do we change it?
yeah.
And you're
I
right about the
mean,
theme song. I like the theme song, but maybe it's not the right
yeah.
theme song. And I don't know. I don't
I
know.
know. I
But
know. And
maybe.
I think it's good just to know that, you know, we can have the conversation, and you know, you people listening, just knowing that things do change and that sometimes difficult things, things that maybe you're feeling, maybe you're building resentments, maybe things are happening and you're not able to communicate it. It's just like it's how you communicate it. It's reflecting on it. It's reflecting on the past. It's thinking about how it makes you feel in the present and what could it look like in the future. And that, just tying all that in to the podcast today, I think is good. It's good to reflect on things. It's, you know.
Well, if and you're right, if we both just sat back and just was like, oh, Chris is doing this thing that I can't stand, or this we do this on the podcast and I wish we didn't do it, that will build up resentment to the point that one of us would be like, I don't want to do this anymore because I'm pissed off. And just talking about it. And or maybe there's a change that takes us to the next level, but we don't make it because we're so scared of changing. Why would we be scared of changing something when we're just building it? We don't know. We're just growing it. I mean, marriages change, life change, we change. We change our hair, we change our looks, we change our style. I've changed so much from the time I was in my 20s till I'm in my 50s. I'm a different person. I mean, and I think everybody is. I mean, time creeps up on you, and all of a sudden you're getting the old age discount, and you're like, what happened? Like, how did this happen? Like, it's true. Like, it's a funny thing. It really is. People say that, and I think young people go, oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it happens in a blink, and you're like, when did I become an old man? I mean, what happened? It's
Time
wild.
goes quickly for sure. So yeah, and I think part of this podcast was like just reflecting on yeah, we were just reflected on our favorite episodes. I mean, what do you think? Like when we look back a year, you say, you're saying you're talking about how time goes by quickly, and all of a sudden you're getting a senior's discount. Yeah, for sure, no question about it. Like what? Like I wrote this question down. When you look back to a year ago when we started this, what are some things that you have done in that year that you're proud of? And what are whatever, it does not, it can be one thing, or what is something that you wish you had done in this past year that you haven't done, and why?
Yeah, I've got a. I wrote down a couple things about that subject. I'm happy that I got my addiction support group up and running again. That was a big decision for me. I wasn't sure I was going to start it again. You and my wife actually pushed me on it, that I usually was better when I was doing it, and it was right. It has been
It
right.
got to a lull last summer, I think, at one point. It was
It
hard to
did.
keep going.
It was, but I'm happy that I got it going again. I enjoy helping others. This podcast has been a success to me. I've always wanted to do one. Well, not always, since podcasts
You said,
appeared. So just doing this podcast has been a big success for me. And helping others, it's just part of the thing. But I do other things to help others besides just run the group. But a lot of it addiction. But I've had some failures. And I know when I listen to some of the podcasts, I realize my failures because I talked about them so many times. And one of them was just sleep and sleeping in my own bed. I mean, I've been talking about that for a year to the point I'm not going to bring it up anymore because I'm failing. I'm not sleeping in my own bed. I just promised my wife again the other day that by the end of the month I was going to be back in bed, and I don't know. I wished I had enough because I hope I can keep that promise.
So is that the end of May?
Yeah, end of May. Yeah, I told her I was going to do it, and that seems like a little thing, but it's a big thing. I miss my wife. I miss curling up
I
beside her.
think little things add up. I think a little thing is what turns into a big thing,
It does, and all of a
right? It's
sudden
like,
you're laying in a
the
hospital
famous.
bed dying, and like I haven't been with my wife for 30 years. What the fuck?
I don't know. I don't know who it's like, Lao Tzu or somebody says, you move a mountain one pebble at a time, right? You can't pick up a mountain. You got to move a pebble at a time. So I think that's a good
Absolutely.
one, but,
And another failure is I wanted to start therapy again, and I didn't. I'd like to blame it on money, but I blow money on other things. I haven't made it a priority. And I know I need it. I know I need it.
So
And
how do you become accountable for that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta. I think for me, the way to be accountable is to pick a date usually. That's usually the thing, right? And then have somebody call you out on it if you don't.
Yeah, well, maybe I should do that right now because I think the date should be when I might have some money to do it, which would be like the 25th of this month. So that's when I think I should go back to it.
Yeah.
Well, you can call me out on it if I don't do it. You can write it down. That's
Yeah, or
much
writing
better.
it down. I mean, writing it down makes a big difference too. When you write down an intention and you like read it, I think, if you put it on your mirror in your bathroom in the morning,
Yes. I've done that. I've used to put
that's
sticky.
a good one. Yeah.
I won't dwell too long. I wrote down a couple more.
Yeah.
It was kind of you and me both. I won't name the name of the company because I don't want to, but we had an idea. I had an idea sort of, and you liked it, and we had made plans and we made some outlines and we just never did it. And
No,
I'm
no.
disappointed we've gone this long without doing it. Now there's reasons. There's more than just it's not just laziness. There's been some
Yeah.
financial and personal reasons
Yeah.
and ideas,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed. I'm gonna speak for myself that I haven't done more on that.
Right.
And the last one is it's a big one, is honesty. I consider myself an honest guy these days. I'm very
Yeah.
open, as everybody knows.
Yeah.
There are a couple things that I'm not being honest about,
Okay.
that I'm keeping to myself from
Okay.
everybody. And I'm not ready to open it up about it today,
All
but
right.
I want to because it's eating me up. It's not doing me any favors.
Okay.
So that's a bit of a personal one.
That's it to be continued, maybe, or
I guess so. Yeah.
okay.
Guess so. I guess the first step was admitting it here today that I'm not being honest about a couple things. So,
Okay.
I hope I can bring it out to the sunshine and let the world see it and maybe get it past me, you know?
Well, that's good. Thank
Yeah.
you for sharing that.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's been eating me up, so we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I think since the podcast started, habitually, I think I've certainly improved a lot of things. Like I try to focus on certain things every day. I think, when we talk about past, present, and future, I'm not perfect at it for sure. Everyone goes past and future. When we talk a bit, we talked about ego last week. Was that last week? I think it was last week.
Yep.
To me, ego lives in the past and the future. When you get out of your ego, you live in the present. When you worry about the past or regrets or all these things, or more worrying about the future too, I don't find that very productive, so I try not to do it. Today on the podcast, here we are. I'm trying to live for today and do the best I can today. That's part of what I was taught in AA, and part of the process is the one day at a time thing. And I think that that is just really a great way to live your life. To just, live in the moment, just be thankful and grateful for today, which I am. Yeah, I think personally, I still have a long way to go with dealing with some of my past traumas. I know that this kind of like sense of, accomplishment is still an issue for me. I'm always trying to like live up to expectations, whether they're my own or other people's. I know that that started in my childhood for sure. Especially like when my dad kind of was traveling a lot and he told me to be the man of the house. I have a lot of kind of stuff going on there. So I haven't been doing therapy for the last few months either. My benefits ran out because I used them up. And so that's been something I know that I want to get back to as well. One of the things that I still continue to struggle with is my defensiveness, and that again ties into my I'm not good enough thing.
Right.
I think that that's definitely work that I need to do. I need to just be conscious of the fact that I'm doing the best I can, and be positive about that and not negative, because it's easy to say, I could do better. I could do, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing this? But I know that the benefit of that isn't positive, and that the benefit of saying you're doing your best today is very positive. And so,
I agree
you
with
know,
that.
I had a bunch of questions kind of lined up that I was not like I was maybe going to ask you, but also I was asking myself, you know, like, you know, what version of yourself do you look forward to seeing in a year, right?
Yeah, I wrote down some answers to that actually.
Yeah, go for it.
I want to. It was kind of go ties into one we did a few weeks ago. I want to declutter my life.
Okay.
A lot of
Yeah.
that's physical clutter,
Yeah.
mind
Yeah.
clutter, just declutter my life.
Yeah.
I want to start taking less medications.
Yeah.
I take so many fucking medications, man. It could kill a horse. And
That's good. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
gotta figure out a way to stop taking so many. I don't like it. And I think
Yeah.
it does. I think it messes with me. I think I take so many. Some are
There's
mood
no doubt.
altering, some are this, some are that. It's just like, oh, I gotta try to be healthier on my own through eating.
Yeah.
And I've been going for a couple little walks this week with Shonda. I can't go far because of my foot, but I'm trying.
Good. That's good.
I want to work on our living space, whether it's here or maybe something else.
Yeah.
I want to really take this year to work harder on finishing my book. I've got it in so many pieces. I've been working on it so long. I'd like to really try to buckle in and get something self-published.
Yeah.
I already talked about maybe doing a second podcast. I already talked about trying to be a little more honest about a couple of things, so that was already on my list. And I can't read the other one I wrote. I can't. I write. So maybe
Get
handwriting.
new glasses. Yeah. No, I'm
I
just kidding.
don't know what it is, so I'm not going to waste
I
time.
actually have one question for you, and I think it's a good one, and it's a really nice self-reflective thing, and it's been part of the therapy that I've been doing is getting in touch with your younger self. I have a couple of pictures around my office now that I look at that are me when I was young. One is I'm like 2 years old, so that one's not as interesting. But the one that I'm like where I'm like 8 years old, and I look at myself, and I kind of think to myself, like, what was that boy like? Like, was he a liar? Was he like somebody who would let people down, or all these questions? And I think, like, there's no way. Like, he was a kind, loving person. What changed in life? And life is hard, and shit happens. But I think it's really good to reflect on this question. If your younger self could see you today, what would he be proud of? I think that's a beautiful question to ask yourself. And the second part of it was, what would he challenge you to finally confront? And I think that's a really wonderfully reflective thing to ask yourself. And I know I did it in we did it in therapy, and it's something that's really good to write down. And actually, part of my therapy too was that I wrote notes back and forth. Like, my young self wrote a note to my old self, and my current self, I say old self, my current self wrote notes to my young self. And it's kind of like, I love you. Like, I think you were great when you were eight, and you were so good at like riding bikes, and your friends were, this, and this. And it's a really wonderful dialogue to have with yourself. And I feel like it just like it's like your young self, like when you were eight, if your young self was talking to you, and saying, like, hey, wow. It would be like, wow, you have like a computer on your desk, and you have that cool bike in the garage, and wow, you have that big
You're
truck,
still building Lego and
and
watching
you have
Star
such
Wars?
cool Lego. Like, it would be
What
such a fun
the fuck,
conversation. And
man?
I think, like, again, like this idea that, like, 'cause we're talking about past, present, and future, that you're able to like go back to the past and like reflect on who you were when you were eight, and like have a current conversation with that person, and exactly what we're talking about. Like, your 8-year-old will be like, oh man, I love that Lego up there, and Like, so cool. You have a house? Like, oh my God, that's so amazing. Like, I could have never. I think it's just such a, like, it's just such a wonderful feeling. Like, and I can see you're smiling even, and like, I can feel like it almost warms you up, like, to just think about it. And it's just such a,
It would be, I'm gonna
it's
try.
such a wonderful thing
I'm
to
not
do
gonna,
because it's so positive. Like, it's like,
I'm not gonna answer it quickly today because it's too much to think about, but I might
it
come back
is.
to you on that on a different podcast after I do some work on it because I can
Yeah.
think of it being very warming and I can think of it being sad. You know, like my 8 year
Yeah.
can say, well, how's mom? You know, mom has
I
been
know. And of course, look,
here.
man,
How,
and
how's dad? Like with you, like, you know, like it's
100%. And
how's mom and dad for you? You know?
but sadness, the reality of sadness is it's part of life. Like there's nobody that isn't gonna have sadness, but it's how you like handle that sadness that is the really important
Yeah,
part,
I think that's
right?
very cool. I'm going to look into that. I like that.
Yeah, I
I
thought
was
that
thinking
was
about the
just.
pictures I have. I have pictures of my kids and my grandpuppies, but I keep this one on my desk. I love this picture. It's Shonda when she was like 20, and we
That's
just moved
awesome.
together.
Yeah.
She's got her ponytail and her little NASCAR shirt on. We used to watch a lot of NASCAR, and she didn't want me to take her picture. We were out on the road in the by the country house we lived in, and that picture always makes me smile.
Do you have any pictures of yourself when you were young?
No. No,
I
not.
think you should. Here, I'll show you mine. Oh, where did I put it now? And clean up my office this week.
You've been
Gonna
decluttering
walk
too
around.
much.
Huh?
You've been decluttering too much.
I actually have, really. It's almost too much. Well, we're kind of like getting ready to move in the summer, so I'd have to. So here's one. Look at how blonde my hair is in this.
Holy shit. Good Lord.
Huh?
I mean, it looks like you, but wow.
Yeah, so we
Wow.
live in
Pretty.
California here. You can tell, like, but I'm
Yeah,
sun
yeah.
bleached, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know, my shirt's pretty cool though, eh? It's kind of funky.
Yeah, you'd wear that today if you had it.
I could. And this is another one of mine. I look very, very kind of like pensive and almost sad in this picture though, eh?
Like, what am I doing up here? Take me down.
I'm like a British schoolboy and I've got like a jacket on with a
Yeah.
crest and
You're so
everything.
serious.
But I do, yeah. I wonder like what burden I'm holding in this picture. Anyway, these are a couple that I look at, but
That
I don't know.
should
It's a
be a
great
couple.
exercise. So if
Yeah.
anybody gets anything from today's podcast, maybe it's that.
I'll get a couple out. My hair was bleach blonde when I was young too. Blonde, 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 and curly.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Yeah.
And
So
there was a lot of pictures of me with my sister Kim. We were in a lot of pictures together as kids, so.
yeah. I think maybe one final thing too. I've been trying to journal more. I use the journal app on my phone, which is nice. I try to write things because I do find writing is a very cathartic process too. But I wish I could do. I would not. I don't still want to say wish. I would like to do that more. So that's one thing. But just yeah, just in reflecting on past, present, and future, I think it's important to do, no question. But I think making goals too is really important too, and writing them down because otherwise there's just no accountability in it, you know?
I agree. I
Yeah.
agree. If you don't write
So,
it down, if you don't think about it,
no.
I do. That's like I said, it goes along with what I've said today, but I do get disappointed in myself that I say I'm going to do something and I plan on it and I think about it and we talk about it on the podcast and then I do nothing. I just go right back
Yeah.
to the same old life. I just walk away from this desk and I go back to same
Right.
old, you know.
Right.
And I don't mean
I
to.
think
It just is who I am. It's
I
just.
think sometimes it just maybe the timing's not right and maybe it just isn't as important to you as you might want it to be. And
Yeah,
until it
that's what I
is
was gonna say.
until it is important, it just doesn't come to a head.
Yeah.
You
And
know what I
life,
mean?
and you know, I like it's a maybe a get way to get let yourself off the hook, but I always say life gets in the way, you know.
It can, for sure, of
Life
course.
gets in the way a little bit, you know. Shit happens.
Yeah.
And I have other people in my life. It's not like I'm just this single entity walking around with doing whatever I want to do. I have other factors, people
I
pushing me
just,
certain ways.
yeah. There's nothing positive about beating yourself up over it, obviously, but some sort of form of motivation or just habit. If it becomes a habit, then it becomes really
Yeah.
ingrained, right? So,
I agree. Okay.
yeah. All right, man.
Well, we'll wrap it up.
Another one in the books, eh?
Number 37, I think.
Nice.
Good one though. I enjoyed it today.
Yeah, me too. It was a little lighter, but I think some good points. So,
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you were.
yeah, one final thing,
Yeah.
because you mentioned it on today's podcast. I don't. Why don't you start a GoFundMe for your group?
Yeah, I think I'm going to. A couple of people have said that. GoFundMe or 50-50 or something,
I just feel like that's where, anyway,
Yeah,
that would be a good,
and that
because
might be a
it's
little
something that's great that you do, and I know that
and it's
you're asking for money, and it's just, I don't know, maybe
it might
it's
be a
a,
little steadier stream too, so it's not a bad idea.
and also, yeah, listen, just whoever listens, please, like, if you have any comments, add comments, like it, tell somebody, if you want to be on the show, let us know. We're certainly willing to talk. You never
Absolutely.
know, and we're always looking for new ideas. So, hey, hopefully you're enjoying it, but feel free to reach out.
I agree 100%.
I do not have a recommendation, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, we're
I do
skipping
not.
that this week
I'm
then.
skipping it this week. I don't have one, and I'm not going to just pull one out of my ass.
Okay,
All
that's good.
right.
All
Take
right, brother, love you, man. Thanks for
Love you.
today.
Yeah, I love you too. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear,
Switched it up already, eh?
just like that. Have a good week.
All right, you too, man.
See you, man. Bye.
Bye.